This is Will Friedle from Pod Meets World. Let's be honest. The 90s gave us some great things. The music, totally rad. The fashion, so fly. Home decor, that's a different story. In HGTV's new competitive series, Totally 90s House, two teams of iconic TV stars take on two homes frozen in time. Paired with HGTV experts, they'll turn dated spaces into fresh modern homes and compete for the ultimate bragging rights. Goodbye, honey oak cabinets. Hello, 21st century. Totally 90s House. Special series premiere starts August 26th at 9, 8 central on HGTV.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Welcome back into Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming on the Game National app. Ryan Porth, Marquise Munson, Elijah Campbell here with you. We apologize for the technical difficulties that forced us to shift gears for about 30 minutes, but we seem to have everything figured out with the technical difficulties, so thanks for sticking with us. It's Darren, Donick, nor Chase today, as Elijah has coined it. Quite well, right there behind the glass. Ryan Porth alongside Marquise Munson here in the Wholesale Inc. studio powered by RumbleOn.com. And Marquise, we were supposed to have David Weathers earlier this hour. We have rescheduled him for 1 o'clock. So that should be a lot of fun coming up at one to talk all things baseball with David Weathers and his experience with labor negotiations from the player side. But we had a topic we wanted to get into, and if you want to weigh in, 615-737-1025, you can call or text us. What is the one player that you haven't seen or never saw in sports, live, in person, that you want to see or wish you would have seen? Let's look at it both current and past.
I'll look at a player that I want to see. A player that I want to see live. And I want to see LeBron James. I've never got the opportunity to see LeBron James play. They've been in Memphis a couple times this year, and I missed the opportunity. And they played on Saturday, too. Like, I have to get out of that habit of, like, and when I explain the one I wish I would have saw, you'll see. But, like, I wish I could have saw LeBron James. I have to see LeBron James play basketball. Mm-hmm. Like, I just have to.
It's a spectacle.
It's a spectacle. And especially when he played the Grizzlies, like, it was a Saturday, and I didn't go. Like, that's a perfect.
Why didn't you go, Marquise?
I have no idea. I don't even remember why I didn't go. No, I think I went back home that weekend.
Oh, okay.
I think I went back to Alabama that weekend.
That's a valid reason.
So, you know, I think that's the reason why I didn't go. But I have to see, because, like, I'm watching too many of my NBA players, and I might as well just get on to the one that I wish I would have saw. My biggest regret ever is never watching Kobe Bryant play live. Me being a Laker fan,
a diehard Laker fan,
like, born and raised. When Kobe passed away, people were texting me, asking me if I was okay, like he was my family member. Like, that's how much everybody knew I love Kobe Bryant. Everybody who knows me knows that. And my biggest regret is not seeing him play. And I've had opportunities, obviously, when I lived in California. I had a couple opportunities. It was one time it was a Laker game earlier that day. They played the Spurs, and it was a Clippers game, and they played the Hornets that day. Because this was my first NBA game that I've ever been to, and this was, like, older Marquise. Like, I didn't get to go to games as a kid. It was older Marquise. Like, I was like in my 20s at that point. And I went to the Clippers-Hornets game instead of going to the Lakers-Spurs game earlier in that day, but the Lakers end up getting trashed by the Spurs that day anyway at Staples Center. But so I went to that Clippers game, and that was my first NBA game that I went to, Clippers and Hornets. But my biggest regret is, like, me being this big diehard Laker fan and not seeing one of the greatest Lakers of all time ever play basketball. And now I'm like, man. So that's why, like, I've dedicated myself since Kobe passed away of, like, if there's basketball that I want to see, I'm going to go see it. Whether it's Atlanta, whether it's in Memphis, which are the two closest NBA facilities we can get to, I'm going. Like, so if anybody plays the Grizzlies, anybody plays the Hawks, and I get to see him play, I'm going to see him play because I missed that golden opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks because, like, now, you know, Kobe passed, and, like, I never got to watch him play, but he's still here in spirit.
For me, current players, LeBron James is the top of my list as well.
Yes.
I have not seen LeBron, and I'm always hesitant to plan a trip to go see him play a regular season game.
Because of load management.
Because of the load management. I mean, wasn't there a game when he was with Cleveland where they came to Memphis and he did not play?
Yes.
Because it was...
One was in Atlanta, yeah. Cause my,
back-to-back?
My brother and some of my roommates went to that game. They got tickets to go see, and they didn't know he wasn't going to play until they got into the arena.
Mm.
Found out he wasn't going
to
play.
Yeah. So I would hate to spend all that money to get a hotel and tickets and everything to go see LeBron and the Lakers play in Memphis, and then
he doesn't play that night
because it's the back end of a back-to-back.
No, I agree with that. And that's the thing that, like, and that's the biggest concern a lot with load management, and that's been the biggest conversation, is that you're going to these small markets and, you know, players are a lot of fans. Yeah, they're fans of that team that you're playing against, but a lot of fans are also coming to see you and see you play. And, you know, because they didn't get to see Michael Jordan play. They didn't get to see some of the greatest players of all time play. So they're getting an opportunity. That's why fans get frustrated at load management when, you know, players sit out, because it's like, hey, man, I bought tickets. My kid is a real big LeBron James fan. He has all your shoes. He has your jersey. And even though we live in this NBA market with an NBA team, he still loves and follows you. And you sit out, and it hurts for him because he doesn't get to see you play. And that's I understand load management. Like, I get it to 82. And this is why, hence that I always say that 82 games is a lot for an NBA player. They should just cut it down to 60, 68 maybe. But, you know, I understand from a player's perspective trying to keep their bodies healthy for playoffs and, you know, all these different things. But that's also the curse of load management.
So the athlete that I wish I would have seen in the past, and I guess I could still go see him play or golf, is Tiger.
Yes.
Because when Tiger was in his prime, and he's no longer in his prime, he's still good, obviously, but he's not Tiger, what Tiger was,
yeah,
you know, for those 10 to 15 years from the late 90s to really up until the scandal with Elon. To be in attendance and at 16 at the Masters, when that chip from the rough, you know, he chips it all the way to the left and then it just trickles down and it falls in the cup, and the roar and the excitement of seeing that ball go in the cup, and just experiencing the mob-like scene of, you know, you have these other holes that Tiger's not on, and you can probably walk anywhere you want, up against the ropes, see whatever you want. Wherever Tiger is, you're probably fighting for space just to
watch,
just to be able to see him. You may not be able to see any part of the hole, but
yeah,
you want to see Tiger swing a golf club. Like, I wish within that hysteria in the early 2000s that I would have been able to experience that specifically at a major.
Absolutely. But I would still watch it. And like I talked about earlier, like, golf is not my thing. Like, I don't really watch golf. But that's one person, and that's one thing. Like, I can say, hey, I saw Tiger Woods play once. He wasn't in his prime, but I watched him play once. It's the same thing I have with tennis with Serena Williams. Like, I would love to go to a U.S. Open or something just to see some of these, you know, like Venus and you know, Roger and you know, Murray and all these people play.
Rafael.
Like, I would want to see these people play just to say that I did. And even if it's a sport that I don't really follow as much, just to say, I saw Tiger Woods and I saw Serena Williams play at the U.S. Open one year. And those are the things that, like, and even with football, like, it's funny because I covered every Titans game last year except for one.
Oh, I think I know where you're going. The Chiefs game?
No, I went to that game.
Okay.
I was at that game.
Okay.
The Saints game.
With Drew Brees.
With Drew Brees. And now this is going into his final year.
Yep.
So I missed that game. I think, once again, went back home that weekend.
It was the weekend going into Christmas.
Yeah.
Was it not? So it was technically like a holiday weekend for
absolutely.
A lot of people.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I went home that weekend as I would normally on a holiday. And, yeah, I missed that game. And then now he's announced that it's his last season. So I can't catch a break. Like,
well, if they let fans in, you can go down to the Superdome.
I can. But that's the thing. And that's the thing, too, where it really, outside of Kobe's death, that's another thing that, like, it really brought hindsight to, like, I really have to start taking these opportunities because that's even with concerts. Like, there's been plenty of concerts out here that I just passed up on and missed, and I'm like, man, I should have went because, you know, there's no telling when they're going to allow fans back in or when they're going to allow concert goers to go back in. And so I missed out on all those opportunities to just, you know, that I took for granted. And all of a sudden now they've been taken away from me.
Right. Like 10, 15 years ago when I wasn't as much of a concert goer as I am now, when acts like the Rolling Stones or Elton John came in.
Yes.
Like that would have been absolute must-see bucket list type stuff. And now time is running out to see those acts.
And, yeah, they're on their final course.
And the Rolling Stones were supposed to play here. I think the concert would have happened already.
July was Bieber. I think July was Bieber.
June
was Rolling Stones.
I think so. It was going to be this summer at Nissan Stadium. And I wanted to go, but then they obviously wiped that out due to COVID. But like Rolling Stones, The Who, like, I forget how much I appreciate that music of The Who until it comes on. It's like, man, I'm really digging this. I wish I could have seen The Who at their peak.
Yeah, and then it's like, so for example, Childish Gambino, which, you know, I love Childish Gambino. He's awesome. He did a concert in Atlanta, and I passed. My friends went. I passed up on it. I wanted to go, but I was like, I can't. His tickets are kind of expensive. And then that was like his last, like, tour. Like, he's not going to go on tour anymore. I'm like, oh, man, well, I wish I should have went. Jay-Z once came to Birmingham, which that's rare. Like, a big artist like Jay-Z coming, like, Birmingham, Alabama, like, he was promoting that album that he had, you know, the Magna Carta Holy Grail. That was with that song, that big song he had with Justin Timberlake. And he went on tour in Birmingham, and I went because I'm like, yeah, I'm not passing up on Jay-Z. Mm. Like, I'm not going to miss my opportunity because usually those Jay-Z tickets are expensive. So I did not pass up on that.
And bringing it back to sports, that's one reason why in December, it was the same weekend as the Saints game, that Amanda and I, we were trying to have just a short little weekend getaway before Christmas. It was an opportunity within our schedules to do that. And we always wanted to go to Memphis to see Graceland and Beale Street and experience that. And I look up the Grizzly schedule and there's a home game against Sacramento. And I'm like, let's go to Memphis and let's do all of this, but let's go to a Grizzlies game to see John Morant, because John Morant at that time in the first couple weeks of the season was already just tearing up the NBA. And I'm like, I want to see this kid. I want to see him as a rookie. And it was really cool. He didn't have a great game that night. You know, that was a game where Dylan Brooks just went crazy with three-pointers, and same with Jaren Jackson. But it was really cool to see just the little moments of John Morant, of him trying things either in warmups or in the game that you won't see others try.
Yeah. And a funny story about the Ja Morant. So before I came here, I covered Alabama. I covered Alabama basketball. And I covered all their games, like all the games. I got invited for like a date that day. But I was like, hey, I gotta work. I gotta go cover basketball, you know. But they're like, oh, it's against Murray State. Who cares? Yeah. And I was like, I go to all the games, you know, not knowing that I was going to this game and watching the second overall pick of the NBA draft. And so I did not know anything about Ja Morant going in. I usually look and see who the star player is. And I saw, okay, Ja Morant, good, cool. good deal. Walked in there, and then all the scouts took my seat, and I was like, man, who are these scouts here? I know they're not here for Herbert Jones. It's not, it shouldn't be that many people for her, for Herbert. And so that's where they're there for Ja. And then I saw him at warm-ups. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm glad I did pass up on that day, because like I get to watch this guy. And that was his breakout game. Like, that was the game that really put Ja Morant on the map, was that game against Alabama. And I almost... You know, I could have been like, you know, a normal guy and just be like, oh, I can skip this game. It's against Murray State. I'll go on this date and go hang out and have drinks or whatever instead of doing work and going to a basketball game against Murray State. And then I got to watch the second overall pick.
There you go.
Play basketball.
There you go. Coming up next, we're going to get into some unpopular sports opinions. And I know Marquise is...
Look,
raring to go on an unpopular sports opinion that he has.
This is probably by far the most controversial one ever.
And you're going to hear that coming up next on Darren, Donick, and Chase, Ryan Porth, Marquise Munson, Elijah Campbell behind the glass. It is Darren, Donick, nor Chase on ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming on the Game National app. Oh, good jam right here. Welcome back into Darren, Donick, nor Chase. Here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, Ryan Porth alongside Marquise Munson and Elijah Campbell behind the glass. That song takes me back to travel hockey, when that was our victory song in the locker room when I was like 11 years old.
What year would that have been?
2000.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That is the most 2000s thing I can think of, is listening to Chumbawamba after wins in a 1, youth hockey league.
1,000%. And it's not one of those things where you at that time, that you could have hooked up your phone and just played it off iTunes. Like, you had to have the boombox with the CD of Chumbawamba.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It was probably one of those now greatest hits CDs or whatever.
Now this is what I call music, like 71 or
exactly
whatever volume you might have had.
64, whatever.
Yeah.
The number of games that Major League Baseball won't play this year. Welcome back into the show. Unpopular sports opinions. And I'm looking at Marquise Munson because I'm about to give you the floor. I don't know if I really have an unpopular sports opinion. I'm probably going to think of one as Marquise goes on his little mini rant here.
That's not a rant. It's just...
You went on a rant earlier.
It's not a rant.
All right, what's your unpopular sports opinion?
I just think it's not a rant. It's controversial. Because I've said this before. I don't think baseball movies are that good. In fact, a lot of them are overrated. Like, to me, like, Major League is cool. Like, it's a cool movie. But it's not like a top baseball movie. Some of my favorite movies are baseball, like Sandlot and 42 are two of my favorite sports movies. They're on the list of my favorite sports movies. So it's not completely bashing baseball movies for se. But a lot of the ones that people like love and always, you know, you should watch The Natural. You should watch Field of Dreams. You should watch A League of Their Own. You should watch Major League. You should watch, I'm just like, I'm fine.
Man.
Like, those, The Rookie.
You're killing me right now.
And The Rookie.
The Rookie is a great movie.
For the love of the game. I'm just like, those movies just don't. They don't do nothing for me.
The Rookie is a great movie. What other movie do you have a high school teacher become a Major League Baseball pitcher when he's like 52 years old?
I guess
you
that
don't.
I guess that
you don't
one.
Have
realistic
other
movie,
and it's based on a true story movies. With Jimmy Morris.
I guess that one, but it's just they don't. Now, documentaries is different. I kind of put movies and documentaries in separate categories. And that's the reason why I put like Hoop Dreams, because Hoop Dreams is one of my favorite sports movies, but that's a documentary. I put documentaries and movies in separate categories. But as far as like sports movies, like baseball movies just don't do anything for me. They're always they're boring.
You are this is a dagger movie, in the heart, man.
Baseball movies is just about as boring as the sport has been. That's they're just boring. They're boring. And they're just, there's nothing that just, like, they're not like Remember the Titans, or they're not as, you know, cool as Space Jam, of course.
And how can you diss Major League? Major League is a hilarious movie.
Major League is funny, but, like, I just, Jordan Shrug. It's just
I can't believe what's coming out of your mouth right now.
That's why I say it's unpopular. Like, I wasn't a fan. That's not, look, everybody has a preference. There's people like Joe Rexroad. I'm going to call him out right here. He doesn't like Space Jam. And I think that's ridiculous, but that's his opinion.
I think it's cheesy.
You think Space Jam is cheesy?
Yeah.
How is it cheesy? Well, because Michael Jordan saved the Looney Tunes.
With a bunch of Looney Tunes and whatever else, whatever other cartoons are in there.
Just Looney Tunes. Just, you had,
and the Monstars.
And the Monstars.
Yes.
But, nah, I mean, it's cheesy as an adult. Like, Joe Rexroad.
As a kid, I actually liked Space Jam as a kid, but my 30-year-old self isn't going to go back and watch Space Jam.
Yeah.
It's a nostalgia thing. I still could. I mean, yeah. I could still go back and watch it.
I can still watch it.
And accept it for what it was. I wore out tapes.
And giggle like a kid as I'm watching.
That's what I do with Sandlot. Yeah. Because I will laugh at everything in Sandlot. Sandlot, I can go back and watch. That is a... That movie does not have an expiration date for me. Forever be hilarious to me.
Sandlot,
because I was the great Hambino when I was a kid. I was the little pudgy catcher who, running up and down the streets on 4th of July, said, "Wait up, guys. I'm going to grab a hot dog and a burger on my way to the ballpark as the fireworks are going off in the sky." That was me. That still is me, kind of, with the hot dogs and the burgers. But I was the great Hambino as a kid. So I have always bonded with Hamilton Porter. Hamilton Porter's like my guy.
And one of them got drafted to the Dodgers. So just
Benny the Jet Rodriguez.
Yeah, he got drafted. And then one does play-by-play for the Dodgers, which...
And Smalls did the play-by-play.
Yeah.
And then when Benny steals home, then Smalls looks back at the photo of the Sandlot of all the kids.
Which is bias reporting, by the way. I'm just going to throw that out there of Smalls. But no, I like the Sandlot. Like, see, that movie, because it had a little bit of drama in it. It was funny. And I was a kid, obviously, when I watched it. So that's why I loved it.
What would you categorize as the drama in that movie? Squints and Wendy Peppercorn?
Yeah.
Would you categorize the dog chasing Benny as the drama?
The dog and trying to get the baseball back. Definitely was one of them. But like, those are the movies I like.
Squints and Wendy was a great subplot to that movie.
Yes, it was.
That was. I still get like PTSD watching them lose that Babe Ruth signed baseball just because I've gotten so much trouble as a kid either taking a window out or breaking something valuable or losing something valuable that I know exactly what that kid felt as soon as he saw that, you know, you lose that Babe Ruth signed baseball.
Do you have a Babe Ruth signed baseball?
No, but I have. I had a stepdad who drove a BMW and I smashed a windshield. Playing baseball with my brother, and that was maybe not to that extent, but that oh blank moment you get, and that like you just feel like your stomach drop because you just know you're in a world of hurt and you got to go explain what you just did.
Hard to cover up
that he had a plan in the movie, you know, to cover up the loss of the Babe Ruth signed baseball. Hard to cover up a broken BMW windshield.
Yeah,
that one's hard to get away with. You kind of got to fess up to that one.
Here's a question, but
okay.
Is there, outside of Remember the Titans, of course, because that is a bona fide classic, top five sports movies of all time, there's really not a lot of classic football movies.
I was going to go there, because when you mentioned earlier before the show that baseball movies are either overrated or not that interesting to you, I'm sitting here thinking, okay, outside of Remember the Titans, I'll also throw Invincible in there. I love the movie Invincible about Vince Papale. And making the Philadelphia Eagles. I love that movie.
We Are Marshall is pretty good. But it's not a classic.
I don't think I've seen that one because I know what happens in that movie and I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one because of that.
Would Jerry Maguire be considered a football movie?
Yeah. Any Given Sunday is an awful movie.
Yeah, but like, here's the thing. Here's how I compare the baseball movies to the football movies. Football movies... Yeah, they don't have a lot of classics, but they have like a lot of really good football movies. A lot of really good ones. Baseball has some really good baseball movies and also some very terrible baseball movies as well. Mr. 3000 with Bernie Mac. And I love Bernie Mac, but Mr. 3000 was awful. But that's just me. Like, football movies are like, I can watch a football movie, even if how bad it is. Like, I watched The Longest Yard. Like, that movie was like, a lot of people would think that movie's terrible, but hey, I watched it.
It's not that good. There are a lot of overrated football movies.
Like, which one?
Like, Any Given Sunday is extremely overrated. All right,
I'll give you Any Given Sunday. Any Given Sunday is not that good.
That movie's awful.
Even though Willie Beeman is pretty awesome. I'm just saying.
Look, he was very talented. So was Lawrence Taylor, because that's real life Lawrence Taylor in that movie.
Varsity Blues is underrated as a football movie.
See,
as a classic.
I think there are some underappreciated basketball movies.
Like which one? Because I enjoy all of them. So.
I love Glory Road.
Glory Road's good.
I absolutely love
that. I thought you were going to go Teen Wolf, but yeah.
I've never seen Teen Wolf.
Glory Road definitely over Teen Wolf.
I have not seen Teen Wolf.
Good, don't.
It's been forever since I have.
Is it bad?
No, it's a cheesy 80s movie. Just put it that way. Okay, it is a very cheesy 80s movie.
I enjoyed Coach Carter.
Coach Carter's awesome. A classic, yeah. I think it gets its fair due of props. Coach Carter does.
Does it?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Especially like growing up, every kid I knew that I played basketball with loved Coach Carter.
Oh,
that was
absolutely.
A fair basketball.
Here's
movie.
Another one. I think Hoosiers was overrated. Hoosiers is not that good.
Okay.
It's not really a good movie.
I'll dip into hockey. Slapshot was also overrated. I think,
really?
In my opinion. Actually, I didn't appreciate that like a lot of people appreciate that one.
Hope Pete Weber's not listening.
Yeah, if he's listening, I'm going to get a text from him threatening text to send potatoes.
That oh man,
he would send a load of KFC mashed potatoes our way or
probably directly to your home.
Probably, yeah.
Just KFC potatoes.
Also, like to me, Rudy and Hoosier are just like they're always on this like high pedestal for basketball and football movies,
right.
And I'm just like.
You have struck a chord with me on Rudy, and we will get to that on the other side. This is Darren Donick nor Chase on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in to Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
This has to be from like a horrible sports movie.
Oh, take a wild guess. We talked about it in this last segment.
Oh, it's Hoosiers.
Yeah. That only confirms Marquise's point that he thinks Hoosiers is overrated. The look on your face told it all. You can't hide that.
Yeah, this makes this.
That is a face of disgust from Marquise Munson.
Yeah, can you pot it down, producer, please?
I don't know. I think the soundboard's not working again. I think it's stuck.
Okay, let's just pot that down.
Ryan Porth, Marquise Munson, Elijah Campbell here with you on Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. So, Marquise Munson, last segment, you had the unpopular sports opinion of baseball movies don't do it for you, and that they're overrated, and that most of them suck. That was your unpopular sports opinion.
But now look, I'm gonna say Major League is like borderline for me. The rest of them, I can do without.
Look, to each their own.
But that's just me.
Exactly.
Look, I'll give you an example.
But I still can't see that with Major League.
Because people don't like He Got Game. People don't like that movie. There's some people that's like, that movie like sucks.
I can't comment on that one because I haven't seen that one either.
Man, Ryan Porth. Ladies and gentlemen.
This is nothing new that I haven't seen every movie out there.
Can we make a list? All the sports movies that you've never watched.
There is a list of ridicule
you on all the sports movies you haven't watched.
There is a list of overall movies.
See, on my phone. Yeah, I know that list. That list is too long to go through. We'll need Jared and the GM show as well to go through this list.
You've spent a lot of time in the last year plus looking at that list when we've had that opportunity. And all you do is just shake your head.
Yes, because you have some. Look, I want to know the sports movies that are on here.
Okay,
the fact that you haven't seen He Got Game is to me, mind-boggling, but it's understandable because it's not like. Everybody has like a niche. Like mine is basketball. So any basketball movie I've seen. I've seen some of the most ridiculous basketball movies. I've seen Rebound starring Martin Lawrence. Like that movie was hilarious to me. But hey,
can put some respect on Rebound and Martin Lawrence's performance in that one. That is an underrated, funny, family-friendly
basketball movie.
It is good family-friendly humor.
But I'm saying I've seen every basketball movie known to man possible. So it's nothing for me, but for you, it'd be different.
I'm going through the list.
If he has White Man Can't Jump on this list.
Well, I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that, and it's not on the list.
You haven't seen... Oh, man.
I'm convinced Ryan has seen like six movies ever.
Yeah, ever in his life.
He's like Calvin.
I've got like 75 movies on a shelf in the man cave.
So you mean to tell
me you've seen over under of like five
with now a fiance who has Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, and whatever other movie app there could be? I've probably seen all sorts of different movies in the last 2.5 years that I hadn't seen prior. It's because I'm not allowed to watch movies off the shelf because I have to watch new movies and not go back and watch movies that I know I love.
Time out.
Wow. We've had a whole quarantine period, too, and your horizons have yet to be expanded.
Oh, it absolutely has been expanded. I watched Dr. Doolittle the other day.
You just now watched Dr. Doolittle?
Yes, I did, and it was okay.
Okay, here's why I'm confused.
I've never heard someone be like, "Oh my God, if you haven't watched, you're not a movie person." Okay, well, let's start with Dr. Doolittle.
No one said that, but we were perusing Disney Plus, and it popped up, and I was like, "I've never seen that one. I've heard it's good." And then we were like, "Let's watch it."
So you mean to tell me, Ryan Porth, program director of 102.5 The Game,
yes,
that you have not seen White Man Can't Jump, He Got Game, and a whole bunch of other sports movies that are probably really great that you haven't seen, but you can tell me every season of The Bachelor or Bachelorette?
I cannot do that.
You named a lot.
There's like 50 seasons of...
How many seasons of The Bachelor have you watched? Like recent seasons.
Well, I've been dating Amanda since December of 2017, so... A combined probably like five of Bachelor, Bachelorette, plus this best of Bachelorette that I had my arm twisted to watch earlier this week.
We need to just go through the sports movies and one day just have like a sports movie day.
And now
where we make you just watch good sports movies.
And now we're powering through Lost.
Wow. Oh, we need to put a Twitter, not poll, but like ask a question on Twitter where have people like rank the sports movie that you need to watch. Like, have you seen Friday Night Lights?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And the TV show. TV show.
Oh, I couldn't do the TV show.
Oh, come on.
I couldn't do it.
Coach Eric Taylor.
They come up with a different name, man. The Friday Night Lights story should have been trademarked to that story only because that's like that's my favorite sports movie.
Clear Eyes, Full Hearts, Can't Lose.
See, that's haven't
the
dug
TV
into that.
Show was better than the movie.
Oh, that's preposterous! That is preposterous.
I like both. Like I'm a huge fan of both. I really can't choose between the two.
Give me the real life story, man. Give me the real thing. Any day of the week. The book is really good too. If you're into sports books, that might be the greatest sports novel ever written.
All right,
it is so good.
I'm going through my list here, and there aren't many sports movies on this list that I have not seen. Because most of them are, like, for instance, I've got every Indiana Jones movie on here, every Star Wars movie. I haven't seen those.
Yeah, I haven't seen Indiana Jones. I've seen Star Wars movies.
I know it's not going to interest me, so I haven't seen it.
Understandable.
I've never seen Tin Cup.
Okay. I haven't seen Tin Cup either.
Yeah, 0 for 3 on that one. I haven't seen that one.
Okay, all right. I don't feel as bad on that one.
Good.
Never seen, I have not seen The Replacements in its entirety. I have caught it while it's on cable TV, but I have not seen The Replacements in its entirety.
Okay, that's also understandable. It's not really, if I were to suggest a football movie, it's probably not the one I would suggest anyway. So that's fine, understandable.
I'm going through this list.
White Man Can't Jump.
I guess I'm going to have to add...
is a classic. That is probably my top tier basketball movie. I used to watch that movie every single day. I used to quote that movie every single day. Ryan, you don't know what it's like to go to Sizzla. He doesn't know what it's like because he never watched a movie.
See, for you with White Man Can't Jump, for me, that's Wedding Crashers.
I've seen Wedding Crashers is good.
Dude, Wedding Crashers is and has always been my jam. Love Wedding Crashers.
I'm just surprised.
Can quote it throughout.
That is a quotable and great movie. I'm just surprised that we've went through this quarantine and you haven't watched. They, matter of fact, instead of playing Rookie of the Year tonight, which ESPN is doing, which is disappointing, they should be playing White Man Can't Jump.
Now, Rookie of the Year is an overrated baseball movie. I did not enjoy Rookie of the Year, and I've given that probably three or four tries, and just continuously that movie doesn't just do it.
Usually kids join, like, let's compare. Like Mike is a lot better than Rookie of the Year. I'm just saying. Mike was for sure. Like Mike is awesome. And this is someone growing up did not like Little Bow Wow, but I love that movie. Like Mike is awesome. Fantastic.
There's so many NBA cameos in there too. Like, there's so many NBA players in that as well, that for me, like, as a young basketball fan, watched it because of that.
So he's saying okay because he's never seen it.
All right, so
you've never seen Like Mike, have you?
No.
Okay, add that to the list too.
Okay, so we're at the end of the segment, but the whole reason why I carried over the movie segment or movie conversation was because of Rudy and how you think Rudy is overrated.
Doesn't interest me.
Man, Rudy is such a great movie. It's an inspirational true story.
Inspirational.
And it's...
but boring. It's just boring.
Rudy is not boring.
I watched that movie as a kid. That movie was boring. It was so boring. I just can't get into it. I'm sorry. Like, it's fine if you like it. You know, to each his own. Like, White Man Can't Jump may not be for everybody. He Got Game may not be for everybody. If you like that movie, that is perfectly fine. Everybody has an opinion on movies and different, like, things that they like. And I'm just going to say, like, I just did not like Rudy. And I didn't like Hoosiers. Like, I think Hoosiers had the thing where you had, like, you put the basketball on top of your neck and then try to catch it. Like, I did that every now and then. But other than that, the movie just was...
It's a little corny. Yeah, it's a little corny.
It's a corny movie. I'm just saying. He Got Game. It was awesome. Because that's basically what every high school recruit, big high school recruit, is going through. That's why I like He Got Game.
All right. We're well past break time, but we do have some suggestions on the line. So let's go to Sean, who's been waiting patiently. Sean, welcome into Darren, Donick, Nor Chase.
How's it going, guys? Just a couple movies I wanted to throw out. My entire life, I've always enjoyed Necessary Roughness and The Program. I grew up on those, and they're not...
Okay. All right, Sean, you're cutting out there. Necessary Roughness and The Program.
Okay. Who's in The Program?
I've heard The Program's pretty good.
Holly Berry's in there. I'm sold.
Are you going to watch that this weekend?
Yes, because Holly Berry's in it.
All right. I've never seen either of those movies. Let's go to Tom, who is up next here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Tom, welcome into Darren, Donick, Nor Chase.
Yes, I got a basketball movie I know you guys never saw. It was called One on One. It was made in 77. Robbie Benson is in it.
All right. Thanks for the suggestion, Tom. So we got One on One, we got Necessary Roughness, and we've got The Program.
Oh, man. No, thank you. This movie looks cheesy. No, thank you.
But you can't judge a book by its cover or a movie by its cover.
Man, look, if you see this cover that I'm looking at, you will not watch this movie.
All right, we're going to wrap up this conversation on baseball again. Because if you look at a cover of Bad News Bears from the way past, Bad News Bears would look cheesy and look like something that you wouldn't want to watch. That does look cheesy.
It's like the white version of Love and Basketball.
Pretty much.
That's kind of what it looks like.
Wow.
This is what it is, and it's awful.
Wow. Don't disrespect Tom like that.
I'll give it a watch, Tom.
Tom,
I'll watch it. I'll give it a shot.
You can't judge a book by its cover.
Tom, just for you, man, I will watch this movie. But, man, wow. Okay. You just made the list
is coming up next. I'm sure I'm on somebody's list, including Elijah and Marquise, for not watching certain movies, but we'll probably get to that coming up next on You Just Made the List. I'm Ryan Porth. They're Marquise Munson and Elijah Campbell, having a lot of fun here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Bretsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps.
You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.